Hello and welcome to Ordinary, a podcast that aims to help Christians live for Christ in everyday life. My name is Josh Bannister and each week I'm joined by Graham Nichols and Mark Bentham, both pastors of Christ Church, Haywards Heath. Well, there's just 7 days left until the big day. Very exciting. Today on Ordinary, we are getting in the Christmas spirit, talking about what we love about this time of year, and also reflecting a little bit on how we as Christians celebrate on the actual day. How many roast potatoes are too many roast potatoes? Are sprouts a result of the fall? And is it sinful to dress your granddad up in bin bags and laugh at him for the sake of a Christmas family tradition? These are some of the questions we won't be covering in today's episode, but hopefully you'll enjoy it, and I'll catch you on the other side.
I'm Mark Bentham.
You wish, but I'm Josh Bannister.
And I'm Graham Nichols, and you're listening to Ordinary.
What time of year is it?
What time of year is it? It is just the week before Christmas, and whoa, it's exciting. Little special podcast, a little bit of a Christmas fun, crazy one. To get you in the mood. Oh, love it. Josh, don't wince, you love it.
We could have produced this really nicely, Josh could have done that. And you're playing it off your phone.
Yeah, man, this is Christmas. Just getting us in the Christmas spirit, you know. That's just lovely. Kind of getting some ideas.
Is that Mariah?
Yeah, a little bit Mariah. Top Christmas song.
It's a smash.
It's famous. When do we get to pull the party poppers?
Yeah, let's pull them now. Look, party poppers. Woo! Yeah, celebration of Christmas.
I am fascinated how that comes out.
Oh, I love the smell. Oh, yeah. Doesn't that remind me of Christmas?
Oh, yeah. Now that. That's good. Oh, these are really good ones. I think
they're smoky.
Cheap. Yeah, they're smoky. That's going to set the fire alarm off. We'll be out here in a minute. So, a little bit, mate. So, it's a Christmas one, a little bit of a Christmas theme. We're going to intimate some a bit of fun and a little bit of serious as well, thinking a little bit about how we tackle Christmas Day. Mm. We've got the big questions. The biggest, probably, of the day is, what do you do with Father Christmas? Controversial. But we'll get to that at some point. Mm-hmm. But we're going to ask first, Josh, favourite Christmas song?
Well, I'm a big fan of the Michael Bublé album. I mean, who isn't? It's just good, isn't it?
Love Michael Bublé.
Yeah, and my favourite song on that album, weirdly, is the one that's not a classic, which is called Cold December Night. Do you know that one?
No.
I think it's an original by him, if I'm correct, but it's just, I don't know, man, it's got some kind of pop.
I like it. It's beginning to look
a yeah, I mean,
like Christmas.
You can't say no to that, can you?
No. That's the one that always comes into my head when I think about Bublé and the Christmas album.
But my brother hates it. He just, because Frank Sinatra has got the better voice, hasn't he, clearly?
Oh.
And Bublé is, he's just sort of tiptoeing around.
Cold December night.
Yeah, I feel like Frank Sinatra's natural, more natural.
You know, I know it's Christmas when Michael's playing, you know. I love the Michael Bublé Christmas album.
It's a good time of year for
I've
Michael Bublé.
I've seen Michael Bublé live,
of,
just for a record.
Have you?
Yeah. A few years ago
was
now.
Was that a mistake?
No, not at all. I love a bit of Bublé. Yeah, yeah, superb it was.
Good.
Superb. Much more of when he was doing more of the kind of the originals more than his kind of own stuff. But
another summer day has come and gone.
Oh, that's
away.
A great song.
That's the only one I know of.
Yeah. Don't make out you don't listen to Bublé.
December night, it's a smash. Yeah. Right, Graham, what's yours?
I don't know. I like the beginnings look a lot like Christmas. Okay, like.
Is there an
original? I actually like
White Christmas.
I like the John Lennon, So This Is Christmas, Christmas War Is Over, and I also do like Slade, not because I really like it, but I heard it on the radio just the other morning, and so here it is, Merry Christmas, everybody's having fun, look to the future now, it's only just begun, it's in my head, it's just the completely irreverent shouting of Noddy Holder, who's the lead singer.
It's Christmas!
Yeah, it's just kind of gets
I love
me.
That.
I like that one.
That song reminds me of so, like, Christmas songs have, we were talking about this before we started, have such an ability to just transport you into a moment or a taste or a smell or a situation.
And that song's got an intro that just hooks you in because it's the guitar intro that you immediately know when it comes on.
Yeah.
Which song it is.
And so, I just feel like I'm at the Holy Trinity Primary School Christmas Fair every time I hear that song.
Interesting. Nice. Yeah. actress.
What about you then, Mark? What's your
favourite? I am around the kind of the Nat King Cole, Frank Dean. Yeah.
Chestnuts roasting on an open
fire. That's the most respectable end of the Christmas
song. That I just love. You know, with a firework going in the lounge, with that playing, with a little drink. That is like Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, love it. Love it. You know, going around on the, playing on your, yeah, love it. Christmas films?
Arthur Christmas.
Ooh.
Modern, new, contemporary, cartoony, but it's just beautiful. Really nicely done. it's not that good, but it's good. I really like it.
It's interesting. I mean, I have to say, I'm a bit of a sucker for the class, you know, like a Santa Claus based one. I just love that. You know, any of those. The Tim Allen one makes me laugh.
What about the one with the snowman, Jack Frost?
Oh, yeah.
It's tragic, isn't it? Because me and Lauren tried to watch it last year, Lauren, my wife, or 2 years ago, and we got about 30 minutes in, I had to turn it off because it's so sad.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to say a Christmas film. No, that's not true.
What about the old kind of Home Alone classics?
Oh, yeah,
you know, I've never seen Home
Alone. The Holiday is great as well.
All of those. Now, here's a question. Is Die Hard
for the women?
Is Die Hard a Christmas film?
There's a great debate.
It's a massive debate. Is Die Hard a Christmas film or not?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
What? You've never seen Die Hard?
I don't like films where people.
Man, you don't watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine with their gun
89% of the time. It's too unrealistic for me.
And you see, I just love a bit of that.
Yeah, fair enough.
I'm not sure whether I'd classify. I can see why people say it's a Christmas film. And I would.
Is it because it's on TV at Christmas all the time or something?
Which, because it's set at Christmas in a Christmas party, isn't it? So that's why it's a Christmas film.
The first one.
I don't think Die Hard 2, 3, 4.
I can't remember. They've merged all into one in my head. That's the trouble.
Bruce in a vest saving the world.
What about Christmas dinner? What's your favourite?
Yeah, it's a good point.
Element.
Are you traditional? Turkey?
Yeah,
always turkey. And I love bread sauce. There's something about it. It's such a weird thing that you don't have. I never have bread sauce the rest of the year, ever. But I love bread sauce, and I put too much of it on. And I personally make a sausage stuffing.
Okay.
It's my big thing with sausages and apples and stuff in it.
Yeah. That sounds nice.
And my family will tell you, I go on about it like, for a week before Christmas and a week after. Saying, oh, do you remember my sausage stuffing? Sausage stuffing. I can't even say it. I can normally say it. I'm losing it.
Sausage stuffing.
I'm going to make something different this year. But yeah. Okay. But I love all that trad stuff. I don't really like Christmas pudding that much. No, I feel like neither. I ought to.
Oh, you see, I've come back into it. Christmas, I never used to like mince pies as a kid, but I love them now. Yeah, and I do like a good Christmas pudding.
Yeah.
Mince pies got to be homemade.
But the Christmas pudding is really with the brandy butter. I'm not lying. M&S, Christmas. What are you shaking
it? Makes it a difference.
Oh, yeah. So extra rich. Thick brandy butter so on rich. The Christmas thing. Delish.
It's all too much.
Also do like a good chestnut stuffing with the sausage meat.
Oh, yes.
As well.
This is difficult, isn't it? At 10 o'clock in the morning. Quite
love
hungry.
It. Love a bit of Christmas dinner. The best year for me is when we go to Christmas at my parents on Christmas Day. And then to
In Essex.
And then to my in-laws on Boxing Day.
Yeah.
When that happens...
Yeah, double Christmas dinner.
Double Christmas. If it's the reverse, my family too traditional.
Oh.
So my family have to have it still on Christmas Day. So my parents will say... And then on Boxing Day, they just do a Boxing Day dinner. Whereas Roz's parents, they just wait till Christmas for all of them to be there. So they don't have Christmas on Saturday. So I get a double hit that year.
Perfect,
It's a great year.
Yeah, it's good. It's good stuff. Listen, we're getting all wrapped up in the festivities, but I think we want to say something today about generosity, about Jesus, maybe. Should we mention Jesus? We are Christians, after all.
I think so. I mean, we talked last time.
It's a little bit ordinary.
One or the other. I don't know when in the sequence it happened, but a few weeks ago,
yes,
maybe.
Yes, we did one on Christmas a few weeks ago.
We did one on Christmas, and so a lot of the kind of history stuff of why it happened.
That's right.
I suppose we're thinking more about the actual... The sort of day itself. I think to do with presents, it's worth thinking about kind of how much we spend, who we buy for, being generous, but not kind of being over generous. I think sometimes families just go crazy at Christmas in terms of the value of the presents that they give. So in some ways, it's a really good opportunity to be generous to your kids. And in other ways, it sort of becomes a little bit undisciplined in a way. So I think thinking about how I can be generous and buy valuable presents, but also try and give valuable experiences to people.
I think the two words are we generous and thoughtful.
Yeah.
Mm. So a good present is both generous and it's thoughtful.
Oh, yeah.
And generous is a relative term, isn't it? I mean,
absolutely.
It depends on your budget. It doesn't have to be expensive.
But if the individual receiving it feels that I've been generous and it's thoughtful, then I think... Then you're kind of that's the win.
Yeah.
In a
I understand the principle, and to all my relatives who do this, it's okay, keep doing it. But I don't really like getting money.
Okay.
I see. I don't mind a bit of that.
Yeah, because I always think that's not really very thoughtful.
It is. It's because.
Sometimes,
I'm with you.
Sometimes it's fair enough when they say, you know, what do you want, and you say I want to buy a new bike, and so they say I'll give you money towards the bike. That's fair enough. But when it's just money, but I mean I do this to some of my other relatives. I give them a £20 note or something in a card. So I'm just as bad. Yeah. But.
I think it depends who it is from and why you're doing it. So, like, you know...
But I'd rather do that than nothing. Sorry, just to counter myself.
Yeah.
I suppose it means I've made an effort. You know, probably in some cases the tenor or whatever I give them is not going to make a material difference to their life, but it's more that I've bothered to put it in an envelope.
But it may be, though, you know, you kind of... Because you get a tenor from, you know, great Uncle Graham, and you get another tenor from, you know, great Aunt Mavis... And, you know, before knowing you got, you know, as a kid, you suddenly have a little bit, and you can go out and buy that computer game. Or, you know, in other words, you're teaching as well. So it's, I think, it's different people's experience.
How do you guys open presents in your family's
situations? Controversial, this, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't grow up with stockings, so I still don't care about the stocking. We in my
too many
family,
gags,
don't
Jim.
Talk about wearing
too
them.
Many gags. Too many gags. Mayday.
We had pillowcases, but the concept was the same.
The concept's there. No, we didn't even have that. So me and my brother particularly were much more like, okay, instead of getting lots of little presents, we just want one big hit.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That's how we always thought about Christmas, which is probably terribly commercialised, but. Because we thought, well, I can go out and buy this little thing or that little thing anytime, but I can't get this big thing anytime. I can't just frivolously spend that amount of money. So we always just kind of, I don't know, we completely rinse Christmas for the big presents rather than the little stocking presents. Right. Whereas my wife is completely the opposite. Like she wants lots of little surprises, lots of bits of tat. Yes. You know what I mean? I'm not interested in that.
Ooh, and does she want to open them slowly?
Yeah.
And thoughtfully?
Yeah. Yeah,
so you having to start the shopping process now?
Well, I do it quite quick.
When this podcast goes out, you could be a little bit late.
Yeah, I'm panicking at this moment right now. Yeah. No, but I think that I like to go out and do it in one hit, really. A long day, just smash it.
Smash it.
Yeah. So it's all right.
Skills.
Yeah. Plus, I haven't got kids like you guys, so it's much simpler for me. You know, I don't have to... To have to do as much shopping.
Just out of interest, I'm just asking for a friend. Do you think it's all right ever to for people that you love to get them to buy the present for themselves?
is that what you do?
Shaky ground.
I'm just saying.
Well, I think...
I don't think that's generous or thoughtful, is it?
No.
Maybe it's generous.
Depends what it is. So, for example, you know, if it is a great aunt for our children who, you know, it helps her, then it's that we would get... You know, there are ways that you can help. In that way, isn't it?
I suppose
it?
I was more thinking of a spouse.
Yes, no, that's just terrible, bro. Do you know what's really hard? I'm going to have a little. It's not a moan at all. Yeah. But my wife's birthday is on Christmas Eve, so I've got a double hit.
Yeah, yeah,
double hit. You can't merge those things.
No.
They are.
Yeah,
and it's a great joy.
Do you open presents as like a feeding frenzy, or do you open them all sort of? You know, one opens them, then the next person.
Oh no, we're a feeding frenzy.
Yeah. It's like a pack of sharks.
I have two boys.
Around a dead whale.
We're not sitting around looking at wrapping paper. We're like ripping in. To be honest, I have to kind of stop myself just to help the boys at some point. You know, when the grandparents say, okay, guys, slow down a bit. We've just got to work out exactly who's got from.
Stop and
say
thank you.
Who's that from?
Stop and say thank you to grandma.
Yeah. But yeah, it's all good fun, isn't it?
Do you have any rituals or things that you could advise to do with kind of bringing Jesus into the actual day? Do you have any traditions or things you do? Like, I don't know.
Get a church!
Go to church is obviously the big one. Is it just go to church and then get on with the rest of your day? Or, you know, how do you approach the rest of the day? Obviously, you want to give thanks at dinner time and things like that. But is there anything else?
Well, we have a service that goes on for the whole day.
Oh, man.
Do you pause throughout the day for prayer, reflection, meditation?
Yeah, the weird thing is open. Why would that be ridiculous? That's a funny question, isn't it, really? You know, why would it be? Because we're all thinking it might be.
Yeah.
But
I wasn't.
I think we try and... No, but I was just thinking, well, it's not what we do. We do try, I suppose. We do try and go to church. I can't remember a Christmas day apart from, you know, being sick or something where I haven't been to church.
Yeah.
So although I don't think it's like biblical that you have to go to church on Christmas Day, I just think you should.
Yeah.
You know, why wouldn't you? And I think it's kind of marks it out.
Mm.
And, you know, although there's often our Christmas service is a bit of fun to do with presents and it's a fairly quick service, short service.
I think I've got the record.
I think it's just marking. Yeah, I think I wasn't there that year. I was away. But I think it just marks the day to say, okay, we are going to go and have fun, but we are actually saying this kind of comes first. So that's a bit of a tradition. I know it sounds rather pathetic, but I always think at the grace at Christmas Day lunch, I think when you give thanks, I think it's...
So I've just now got a picture of all the Nichols sitting there holding hands. It's like a Wharton moment.
We don't hold hands.
You all hold hands, and it's like an American Thanksgiving party.
No, but I think it's just good. It's good that you give thanks for Christ coming, but it's a good opportunity to kind of reflect, if you're together as a family, on God's goodness to us. But not to the point that all the food gets cold.
Sure.
But yeah,
that's not that crazy. I think as well, on the serious note, is that Christmas isn't there
for... that was serious.
No, sorry, it was. sorry, it was a no, serious I note. I was just thinking another one. It's easy to kind of think, well, I'll just go with the flow, so I excess and greed. And I think we just need to caution ourselves on that. So we want to celebrate and have fun and find our fun in those things. But the danger is that we can overeat, overdrink. Drunken, all of those kind of things are risks for believers, and we get carried away. And I think we just do need to guard ourselves on these things. And I think in the season, I speak to myself, as a potential overeater around the Christmas day and, chocolates and foods, just to temper it to a degree. But it's also a day of feasting. So it's a balance. It is a day to feast and to celebrate. So we want to feast well, but we don't want to be greedy. I don't know whether those two things play out, but I think you can feast without becoming...
I think greedy is more of an ongoing thing. So I think it's possible to eat a bit too much on Christmas Day and feel ill, but kind of...
That's feast. Okay.
Well, I think it's all right. I mean, I don't think you should overeat to the point and make yourself ill, but I think
that's part
eating
of the feasting.
More is part of the feasting.
Okay.
I think you're more looking at what you're doing the day after and the day after that.
Sure. No, it's a fair point.
If you're sort of locking yourself then into a sort of greed habit, which is a desire for more and more all the time. So I don't think it's...
It's good to feast on Christmas Day.
I think greed is more a state of mind and
thing,
heart. Yeah, I think
but
so.
But it's certainly not... Over-drinking then is something we want to watch. That would be a definite
drunkenness. It's weird how some Christians think it's okay to get drunk at Christmas, like it's part of the culture or something. And
a little bit merry?
Yeah, I think... I mean, I'm probably oversensitive about it, but I always kind of get oversensitive when people joke about getting drunk or just talk about the therapeutic value of a drink that will somehow make life better, and that kind of happens a bit more at Christmas. And I'm not saying you shouldn't drink alcohol. I'm not saying you shouldn't drink alcohol at Christmas, but I'm like an old person who quite likes the taste of sherry.
it's all coming out today.
And I like the taste. I like the taste of port, and I like all the other drinks as well.
And so, there are others available.
So I don't think there's anything wrong with drinking.
Graham's little Harvey's
but
now.
I think both drinking too much, but also a mentality that somehow suggests this is going to make life slightly better. We just need to guard against.
But we want to enjoy Christmas, celebrate with family, friends, open, hospitable, generous. Feasting, which is good to feast.
I think why alcohol and Christmas...
Keep coming back to feasting.
I'm loving the feasting.
But why
I
alcohol
do now.
And Christmas don't go well together is because often you get bundled together family members who may not always get on perfectly. And so actually alcohol connected with that is a very bad recipe. So even if the person is not drunk, sometimes people can be just a little bit less...
Inhibited.
Quite. Which makes for a sort of toxic mix at family gatherings.
But I think
you're now imagining my family gatherings. We're not all holding hands, but we're actually having a punch up.
But I think you're raising another side to Christmas, because we've had a lot of fun about it today, and probably we're all in situations where actually Christmas Day is a fun day and a celebration, and yet there will be many who are believers, and actually Christmas Day will be horrible.
Yeah.
Church will be the highlight, as it will be for many.
Yeah. Imagine church being a highlight.
Yeah.
Being the highlight, but you then dread the rest of the day, because actually family tension, maybe singleness, maybe alone. So it can be a horrific... And so actually, again, that's where, the gospel brings comfort, isn't it? That actually how we then think about it spiritually. And I think if you are in that situation, thinking about how you can invite others, and particularly those of us who have families and fun, thinking about those who might not in our church families, who we can invite, be part of us, those who are maybe older, maybe those who are not as well off, who can't afford or struggle. But I think looking out for one another at this time, because, you know, the stats on this, I don't have them because I'm not a stat geek, but is pretty high in terms of depression, anger, suicide, all of those things go up at this time of year. So just looking out for others as well.
Yeah.
Sounds like a radio
way
talk
to bring
show.
It down. Way to bring it down to
wait,
the
wait, look
but
out
yeah, I
for
think
others.
It's good to think of kind of, even if it's just one single person that you're already in contact with that you think, why don't you invite them for Christmas lunch? They don't necessarily stay for the whole day. They're not going to ruin my Christmas. And it'll be a
but
generous
even if they
thing.
Do, but even if they stayed all day, that's not ruining Christmas, because Christmas is all about being generous and feasting with others as well, isn't it?
That's
so,
right.
But I get it, because it's not always practical as well, because you're trying to deal with, it's not just your immediate family, you may have the in-laws and their expectations and tensions. So I get all of that as well. You've got to factor all those things in.
Mm. Okay, well, listen, we'll draw this to a close. We've got a couple of weeks with No Ordinary coming up, worth saying that. There's not going to be one on Christmas Day.
No!
Unless we decide to do a little sing-song and release that.
Maybe. I'm liking the idea, Josh.
No,
a little Brucey
singing.
Bonus for all the ordinary.
Just
it may just
check.
Be a 10-minute...
Just have a check on
may
Christmas
just ping
Day.
In on to your podcast on Christmas
do.
Day. It may cheer you up.
It might do, but then there won't be one the week after Christmas, and we'll be back in January, on the 8th of January. For season 2 of Ordinary. That's what we've decided to call it. I don't know why. That seems arbitrary, but... so, you know, we'll talk about New Year's resolutions and things like that.
We will.
Not?
And some of you have written in, but a relatively small number of you. So we want loads more of you to write in with your questions or comments or encouragements or topic suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
That would be really good.
And make our Christmas, if you haven't, hit the subscribe button whatever podcast player you're on. That really helps in terms of just generating folks listening and being able to find the podcast easier.
Have a great Christmas. We'll speak to you again in January.
Happy Christmas. We're going to have
more
than
Christmas.
There we go.
Oh, nice tune.
Play him out.
Oh, this is Josh's favourite. Good tune. I like it.
Is this the cold December one? I do know this one,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we hope you've enjoyed listening to this first season of Ordinary. We've definitely enjoyed making the podcast, and we certainly hope to make more of them in the new year. If you've enjoyed listening to Ordinary this year, we would love it if you would send us an email letting us know what your favourite episodes were and why. That will really help us as we plan for the future of Ordinary. Help us to help you. Help us to help you. Well, we wish you a very ordinary Christmas, and we'll catch you again in the new year.